Your Belfast, the campaign, a new marketing campaign, is aiming to get more people into Belfast city centre in the wake of the Primark fire that has hit traders hard. Some stores have reported a drop in business of more than 50% since the fire 2 weeks ago. The Your Belfast campaign features some familiar faces, from Carl Frampton to Eamon Holmes, the city's Lord Mayor, to football manager David Healy. Let's have a listen.
This is Belfast.
This is my home.
These are my people.
We are strong.
We are proud.
And we are together.
We love our nights out.
Our food.
Our music.
Our shopping trips.
Our brilliant sporting achievements.
And we like a fight.
But we prefer to make up.
And look out for one another.
Which you can be sure.
We'll always do.
Because this is our Belfast.
And this is your Belfast.
But critics have hit out, saying the campaign is not diverse enough and has left some debating about what Your Belfast looks like, saying there's a lack of representation of minorities and portrays the city as a white-only town. The writer Tim Brannigan, who is black and Irish. Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How do you feel about this? Is this your Belfast? Does it represent what you think Belfast is?
Well, I guess it represents partially what I feel about the city, but as you've just discussed, you know, it's good relations week, and or as was discussed on the news before the show, good relations week, and that seems apt that we still need to promote. People might ask, why do we have a good relations week? Well, we still need to promote relationships within society here in Belfast and across the north. And it seemed to me that very odd that when they're discussing or making a promotional video, that it never occurred to anyone that, you know, how do we portray the city? Who are the people of Belfast? What do they look like? And, you know, it seemed to me like an ideal opportunity to emphasise the diversity, the increasing diversity across Belfast. But it wasn't taken. And, it seemed to me that the city looked very white and very parochial. It likes to advertise itself as, a happening place, a must-see destination for tourists and things like that, and to me it just seemed like the video was a bit stale and certainly only reflected a very white society and a slightly parochial one, you know. And it seemed to me that we could have shown at least some brown faces and when I tweeted about it, lots of people were coming back and saying, you know, what are you talking about? And stop being negative. And I wasn't being negative. The video is grand as far as it goes, but it could have been better and it could have been executed better was my main point, really.
Well, let's put these points to the Ulster Unionist Party councillor, Belfast City councillor, Jim Rogers. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well,
Tim.
It's a pity this, Jim, isn't it, that here's a campaign to promote Belfast and they either forgot or chose not to put any different faces into it, Jim. What's that all about?
Well, look, Stephen, let me say from the outset, this was done very hurriedly. There was no slight, no intention to offend anyone. And in life, as we all know, you can please some of the people most of the time. You can please some people sometimes, but you can't please all of the people all of the time.
It's a pretty basic thing, though, Jim, isn't it? That in this day and age, if you're saying this is your Belfast, did nobody think to themselves, well, is there a black or brown or ethnic minority face in there?
Well, I want
It's a basic, isn't it?
I want to assure Tim and others that nobody sought to offend anybody. This was a real team effort between Belfast City Council, Visit Belfast, and many other city partners to support our city in the aftermath of the fire of bank buildings. Now, the support of all of the people in the city and beyond is essential in backing our retailers and other traders during this difficult time. And it's vital that we show that Belfast remains open for business. And the people who appear in the video, they did a very good job. I was hoping you would have been on it, Stephen, because you are Mr. Belfast, as far as I'm concerned, and you could be doing a wonderful job promoting Belfast. And I would still offer to you the opportunity of coming out and trying to sell Belfast whenever you're over in Manchester broadcasting on Five Live. But again, we've done our best here.
On Saturday, Saturday
there was a noticeable increase in the numbers of people shopping. That was good. Long may that continue.
But Jim, you're saying you've done your best here, that Belfast City Council have done their best. Is there no apology for leaving out white faces only? In this day and age, white faces only in an advertising campaign saying this is what represents the city. Well, is that Stephen, acceptable?
Look, Stephen, can I say to Tim, I'm sorry that this has happened. I apologise to others who may be offended, but no offence was intended whatsoever. We did this, let me repeat, quite hurriedly. I think we have done a very good job. Obviously, it hasn't pleased everybody, but let us move forward.
It's not about pleasing everybody.
Of the capital city of Northern Ireland, Belfast.
Jim, it's not about pleasing everybody, is it? It's about an awareness. Is this indicative of a lack of an awareness of how important it is for the council and others in any message they're sending out to say we are an inclusive city? And when you put white faces only in an advertising campaign like this, do you get the message that sends?
Well, we are an inclusive city as far as Belfast City Council is concerned. We employ people of all religions, those with none, those who are white, those who are black, those who are brown. It doesn't matter who the person is. If they're good enough and meet the requirements for the job, they will be employed. And again, I don't want us to lose sight at what is on this video.
Is that acceptable,
Tim? In regards to the adverts that we have also put out.
Well, I think you touched on it there, Stephen. It's that, you know, the lack of awareness in 2018 is, you know, truly surprising. And I'm not looking an apology at all. I'm just stunned that this omission could happen. And it's not just black people who aren't represented. You know, people with disabilities and people of different sexual preferences or persuasions. All of those should have been represented in the message, and because we all use the city centre, we all go down and buy the goods and stuff like that. So,
well, let's speak to Malachy O'Hara from the Green Party. What are your thoughts, Malachy? Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. I think, unfortunately, this has been a missed opportunity by Visit Belfast and Belfast City Council and others involved in this campaign. I'm glad to hear that Jim Rogers talks about the city being inclusive and worse, but I think what's disappointing is that that's not actually reflected in our promotional videos in terms of how we're trying to attract people to Belfast to come in and spend the money, but also to attract investment into Belfast. You know, one of the salient lessons here, Stephen, is that cities around the world, and the successful cities around the world, they are proud of and they showcase their diversity. If you think of New York or Dublin or London or any of the great diverse cities in the world, they really showcase that, and that's part of the attraction we bring.
Well, Belfast City Council, in a statement, are essentially saying that, look, this was a team effort between the council, Visit Belfast, many other city partners to get people to support the city. They say that this is the first iteration of the ad, and it reflects what happened at the bank buildings, the impact it's had. With this in mind, they say, it focuses on the people put forward as representatives of the businesses directly affected.
I think, Stephen, again, it's back to the idea that this is a missed opportunity. If any of us walk around Belfast city centre, I mean, I'm in North Belfast. If I walk the Antrim Road or the Shore Road or the Cliftonville Road, it does not look like the video that Visit Belfast put forward this last week. You know, our city is increasingly diverse. I'm surprised that there was no Irish language representation. I'm surprised that there was no visible representation of the LGBT community. I know there was an LGBT person in the video. Pride is one of the seminal events in this city.
Well, if there was an LGBT person in the video, what's your beef?
I think, Stephen, it wasn't explicit to that person. I know that that person's LGBT and they're a performer, but I think if you look back to what I said about the other big cities, they use Pride as a showcase to attract investment, to showcase the tolerance and diversity in their city and to get people in. And Belfast faces major challenges at the moment, looming Brexit, Primark, the bank buildings and the fire, and you know, and we're looking at retail-led development at the moment in the city, when retail is under serious, serious pressure. And I really think this has been a missed opportunity. And, you know, I appreciate that Jim says no offence was intended, but the issue here is that lots and lots of people sat around and probably viewed this video in advance, and it never occurred to anyone that it was exclusively white. It lacked disability representation, it lacked diversity in language, it lacked black and brown people, and it lacked visible representation of queer people. So I think that people sat around and watched it and didn't pick up on those things suggests that there's something systemic or institutional in terms of how they operate their practice.
Bob Zimbanger. Morning, Bob.
Hello?
Go ahead, Bob.
I am not at all surprised there was no diversity shown in any of the adverts or anything else, because if they really wanted to promote this country for what it was, they'd make sure there was no diversity. The people running this don't want it. It's medieval. Unfortunately, the people are trying desperately hard. The gay community are trying hard. The mixed community are trying hard. We are fighting against narrow-mindedness and bigotry in our politicians. Sadly, it's not even the people.
This isn't about bigotry, Stephen.
We're getting away from the real issue.
It's about everything here.
We're getting away from the real issue here. The real issue is, let's look at it this way: if there had been no fire in the Primark building, we would not be talking about this today. Now, there's going to be future variations of the campaign.
Speak for yourself, Jim.
Sorry.
Speak for yourself. I would still have issues about
Yes, so would I. Thank you. It's got nothing to do with the fire in the bank buildings.
We're talking here today all about what's happened in Belfast. Part of the area is sealed off. It's affecting businesses really seriously. Some people are in the depths of despair. They have nowhere to go. They're still looking. We want to work with them. And there will be future variations of our campaign which don't focus on the direct impact the fire has had on our city centre businesses, but instead reflect the many different people who make up our city. Now, you mentioned about the weekend. Feedback over the weekend shows that people are really behind your Belfast and showing their pride in and support for the city. And most importantly, they're spreading the word that Belfast needs our business, especially in the run-up to Christmas, because the shops are now getting prepared for what they hope will be a bumper Christmas. And if we keep going on, as we are at the moment, arguing about a whole lot of issues, instead of looking at how we can get people into Belfast,
Jim,
we're going to fail.
Are important. You know,
you keep saying we. If we keep on arguing about issues, we. The we is you. The we is the politicians. You're the
we is not the politicians. We are the people of the capital city of Northern Ireland, Belfast.
Using this word we, who do you think you are? I mean, I am not part of your we. And don't ever refer to me as part of your we.
Bob, hold on a minute now. Calm down. I don't think we need to get aggressive about this morning.
But they keep doing this. They keep saying we, us,
well,
we.
Because they,
do they
because
not realise how lonely they are?
Well, because what Belfast City Council has tried to do here is unite the city. That's what they're trying to do. What's wrong with that, Bob?
Listen, Stephen, I couldn't agree with you more, and I think it's wonderful. And sadly, they are trying so hard. But do you not see what they're up against? This narrow-mindedness that they're faced all the time. They're fighting a losing battle.
The issue here,
the moment they come up with some diverse idea, there's some, I'd be polite, some, I'd call them an idiot.
Well, let's not do that. Let's not call people idiots who are trying to do their job. And remember, the people who featured in this campaign were some of the traders who were affected by the fire. David in North Belfast. Morning to you, David.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
This is just the usual I want to be offended crowd that come on every time there's something done. I'm actually surprised Mr. Dougherty from the Rainbow Society isn't on complaining.
Well, leave him alone because he's not on the radio this morning. So let's make the point. Well, let's not talk about John O'Dougherty. You're doing my head in today. John O'Dougherty is not a subject for you to talk about today because he's not here.
It's just people sitting, and they must do it every day. They must sit in the house and think, right, I'm going to look at the TV and eat and see what part of this society I can be offended by. See, if I was sitting on the TV and there was an advert on promoting Belfast and it was nothing but people who have disability or nothing but people who are black, I would not be on the phone to you next morning going, oh, Stephen, they didn't put a white person on. Stephen, they didn't put somebody on with ginger hair. No. Because they're looking for an excuse to be offended. Every time, you can guarantee it, every weekend when there's something on, they'll be on the Monday morning. I'm offended. I wasn't on this. There wasn't the LGBT on. There wasn't this. They're just sitting in their sad lives looking to be offended.
Do you want to respond to that, Tim Brannigan?
Yeah, so I wasn't looking to be offended or hoping to be offended. I was just surprised that the largest civic organisation in the North, in the absence and an elected organisation, in the absence of Stormont, were able to conceive this idea, execute it and broadcast it, and it never occurred to anyone. I mean,
institutionally,
Robbie. They all have to operate under Section 75. So, I mean, there should be a compliance officer at the very least would tell them that. But the fact that no one noticed or followed those rules suggests a very casual approach to diversity,
David?
And to good relations.
Hold on. And there's going to be other adverts.
Just finally, the news this morning was dominated not by a racial issue, but by people destroying a poppy commemoration for soldiers who died. And that has been going on for decades. You know, the race issue is only occasionally mentioned, usually when the black or coloured person is a victim.
Are you trying to say Jim Rogers is racist?
No, he's not saying that. He's not saying that, David.
I don't think that's what
he's not saying that, David.
Right, then what is he saying?
David, you live in North Belfast and so do I. If you walk around North Belfast any day of the week, you're not going to see just white people. And I think this is saying to people, you need to be sharper. I lived and worked in England 15 years ago, and no local authority would sign off an advertising and promotional campaign which was exclusively white. So I think it's a missed opportunity. And there are the
right, well, here's a missed opportunity. I've given you your say. Let me have a say here. There is going to be other adverts. You have heard Jim saying it. There is going to be other adverts. Wait until it's all done.
The lesson of that. I hope they learn the lesson of making sure that the other adverts are diverse and representative of the real city that we live in. Me and you live in the same part of the city. We know how diverse it is. North Belfast is increasingly diverse. It's a good thing. And the cities that we're competing with, right across the rest of these islands, they showcase and celebrate their diversity. We need to do the same.
Jim Rogers, is this a PR disaster where the whole intent of this campaign was to make people feel part of Belfast? Your Belfast is the hashtag.
And yet here we have
a discussion where some people are saying they feel excluded.
Well, look, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to feel that way.
We all can be offended over various sayings and various things.
Jim, do you not recognise this?
Let's let Jim finish.
Belfast, we want Belfast to belong to everyone. Now, let me spell that out. Regardless who they are or what they are, we want everyone to take on the idea and use it as they see fit. To say what they love about their city and to support local businesses and to reflect their own unique identity. And we are excited to see how the campaign evolves. And we will take on board what people are saying on the airwaves and what they're emailing and what they're saying on social media. But as far as I'm concerned, Belfast is a very important city. We have suffered terribly through this fire. We want to try and address it as quickly as possible,
I think, Jim,
rather than see our shopkeepers and businesses suffering more than what they are.
I think, Jim, the most difficult question for you this morning is how come when people were looking at that video, at that campaign before it was released, how come nobody noticed that it was all white?
Look, these things happen whenever you're doing something in a hurry. And let me emphasise, this was put together very quickly, Tim. Very, very quickly. And you too, Stephen and the Maliki. And again, OK, there may have been an oversight. I know that people were invited to appear on the video, and they did willingly. We could have asked other people. I put in an invitation at the beginning of this discussion to Stephen Nolan. I don't think you've taken it up as yet, Stephen, but it's still open to you. We will look at this and we will make changes if necessary. And I don't want to hear anybody saying that we did this deliberately, because we didn't.
Okay, and can you tell me, Jim, given the fact that there has been criticism and you're on the radio dealing with that this morning, can you tell me of anybody who is black or brown or of ethnic minority background who has been asked to take part?
I don't know who has been asked. I'm the chair of the Council Strategic Policy and Resources Committee, and I was asked to go on by one of your researchers.
Sure.
And I have taken up that invitation. Again, I will look into that. Let me say this, Steve.
Well, why don't we contact the council now?
You know Belfast City Council. We're open and we're transparent and we're not going to hold anything back. We represent people. I go before the electorate every 4 to 5 years, and it's up to them to decide, am I the right person to look after their interests and to work for them?
Well, look, what we'll do is...
spend their hard-earned...
Okay, what we'll do, Jim, is we'll put a phone call into the council right now and we'll ask them, have they, at 9:38, asked anybody of an ethnic minority background, black or brown skin... Chinese, all of those different people that make up our wonderful city, we will ask the council if they've asked anybody, or at this stage, is it still only white people
and
have been asked to front this campaign?
I'm glad to hear you using the words, our wonderful city, because that is key, and it is a brilliant city, despite what has gone before, over 40 years of continuous terrorism.
All right, Jim, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.